We're like Romeo and Juliet. We're like 40 dogs. Cigarettes. We're like good times that haven't happened yet, but will. And I can tell you where we're gonna be when the whole world falls into the sea.
Bob Schneider's 40 Dogs, Like Romeo and Juliet, was named Song of the Year at the 2010 Austin Music Awards, which is the event that closed out this year's edition of the South by Southwest Music Conference and Festival. Perhaps they should change the name of the award to the Bobs, as Schneider and his band had 10 wins this year, including Musician of the Year and Album of the Year. Started in 1987 as a way to bring national attention to Texas musicians like Bob Schneider, South by Southwest is now a week-long event with performers from every continent arriving in Austin, trying to get the attention of booking agents, managers, publishers, record labels, radio presenters, critics, and others in the music industry. Every year, the international presence at South by Southwest expands. This year, 642 acts from 59 countries were invited to perform. They included Nneka, who came from Nigeria to promote her new CD, Concrete Jungle. The singer fell ill before her official set, but carried on to perform several showcases of her soul Afropop blend. At a time when many business conferences are showing a decrease in attendance, South by Southwest is growing. The music part had more than 13,000 registrants this year. That's an 11% jump from 2009. South by Southwest Film and Interactive also saw an increase in registrations this year. The economic impact of the South by Southwest festivals is immense. In 2009, South by injected more than $99 million into the local economy, and projections for this year top $100 million. That figure includes dollars spent by conference attendees in Austin's restaurants, hotels, and merchants, including Waterloo Records. Known worldwide for an extensive selection of all kinds of music, Waterloo turns its parking lot into a music venue during South by Southwest. More than 25 bands played or signed autographs this year, among them rock legends Cheap Trick and John Hiatt, who performs several South by Southwest events to promote his new CD, The Open Road.
The open road when a hopeless calm. To see if hope still runs. One by one they bring the broke down road. And leave them where the hobo dreams are stored.
Not just attendee figures that are increasing, the number of South by Southwest performers are on the rise as well. In its 24th year, the event featured more than 2,000 artists performing at venues around town. In addition, hundreds of other bands, not part of the official proceedings, also flock to town, and they play in driveways, backyards, storefronts, anywhere they can.
In the universe, you're a molecule. In my eyes, you're a great big deal. Bigger than the moon. You're the only tune I hear. I've got your back, we're on the same track.
South by Southwest Week can be a stressful one for musicians. Matt the Electrician is based in Austin, and he has a new CD called Animal Boy. Matt used to worry so much about playing South by Southwest showcases and impressing the right people that it wasn't fun. So he changed his game plan.
My general goal the last 3 years is to stop all of my emotional connection to the politics of the music industry and of South by having anything to do with that. Which I think I used to have a lot of expectations about what that meant and what it was for and what I was supposed to use it for. And that just did wonders for my outlook. It was like I could just have a good time, play a whole bunch of day parties, play some stuff at night that was free, see my friends, you know, not feel like I was missing something or I had to do anything. And so now I have a great time.
On the first day of South by Southwest Music 2010, word came of the death of singer-songwriter Alex Chilton. One of his bands, Big Star, was scheduled to reunite for a panel discussion at the conference and a show on Saturday night. That set turned into a benefit for Chilton's family, with Big Star's remaining members joined by Mike Mills of REM, M. Ward, Amy Spies, and others for a trip through the Big Sky catalog. The show closed with Susan Cowsill and the Watson Twins singing September Girls. Here is the Big Star original featuring Alex Chilton. I'm Catherine Cole.